Okay, this is Jamie Gomez, Chair of the KPFK Local Station Board. It is about 11:28 a.m. on Sunday, March 31st, 2019, and this is our first meeting of our new Local Station Board. Mr. Secretary, if you can take the roll, please.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace Aaron, present. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron, present. Michael Adler, present. Singy Bird. Singy Bird, present. Fred Blair.
Present.
Fred Blair, present. Sandy Childs.
Present.
Sandy Childs, present. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Bella DeSoto, present. Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Jan Goodman, present. Ollie Lexa.
Ollie Lexa, present.
Ollie Lexa, present. Rob Macon. Rob Macon is absent. Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Barbara Marbach, present. Michael Novak. Michael Novak is present. Nancy Perlman. Is she calling in?
Grace, can you call Nancy Perlman and see
if she can.
Okay. All right. Reza Poor. Reza Poor is present. Steve Pride. I'm going to pass over Steve and come back. Dorothy Reich is no longer on the board. Let me.
Until we see her replacement, okay. That means we only need 12 people.
All right. Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence Reyes is here.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Mansoor Sabah.
Jan?
He's here.
He said present.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear him. Mansoor.
Mansoor, say present again.
Okay, he's here.
John Suarez?
Present.
John Suarez, present. Oscar Ulloa? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah.
Present. Polina Vasiliev? Polina Vasilia, present. Kiana Williams. Kiana Williams. Okay. Lisa Wong.
Lisa Wong's present on the phone. Lisa, say, take yourself off mute and say present.
Present. Okay, Lisa Wong's present.
I just had Nancy Perlman. Let me have
her. Okay, even with the people who are on telephone, if we don't count them, we still have quorum, Mr. Chairman. I have
Nancy Perlman's present.
Okay.
Okay, we got it. Thank you.
Okay, we got it, Nancy. Okay, just hold on.
Okay, so we have quorum.
We have quorum.
Okay, very good.
Yes,
everybody. So I'll entertain a motion. Oh, I'm sorry. We have one member who has resigned, Dorothy Reich. I'm going to ask if it will be okay by consensus to receipt the runner-up, Paul Roberson. Is there any objection to that?
None.
Hearing no objection, you can add Paul Roberson to the roll call. Okay. Mr. Novak.
Point of order, just to prevent future confusion. Paul is replacing Dorothy Reich and fulfills her term.
Correct.
And so she has one more year to fulfill the term.
Right. Right. So that's a 1 year until the after the next election. Right.
Whatever the new four.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Novak.
I read this in the email when I saw the email from Ms. Perlman that in the email she identified herself as a candidate for the community college district.
Okay, it's that's out of order at this time. You can make the motion. Actually, do you want to change the agenda to address that item?
It needs to be addressed.
Okay, Mr. Novak, please, you have the floor. Excuse me, Mr. Novak, please, you have the floor.
So I raised the objection that in her email to the board, she identified herself in the email as a candidate for the 2020
Right, and what I said was I would entertain a motion for you to overrule my ruling on that matter. Would you like to make a motion to overrule my ruling on that matter?
Why don't you review what your motion is?
Okay, I'm sorry, Michael?
Yes, so
moved. Okay, so Mr. Novick would like to overrule my ruling that Nancy Perlman is entitled to be a member of the local station board until she officially declares her candidacy for whatever office she decides to run for. I think that we don't really... Hold on. Mr. Novick has the floor. Please.
So I think that since you did identify yourself in her email as a candidate, I consider that take her word. If she's not a candidate, I think that she should be instructed to remove that identification from her email, because the rest of the world is getting an email that says that she's a candidate.
Right. I got that. Okay. So... I'll take one person for. I already took one person against. Mr. Reyes, if you would like to be against also, I'll take one more. So we'll take two for, two against. Ms. Aaron.
Yeah. Nancy, do you want to have Nancy respond in here? She's on the phone.
Okay. Ms. Perlman would like to respond to that.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I really look forward to supporting the station on the board. I do plan to file in November. I'm not an official candidate until November, although I run. So this is the reason I felt it was okay to run for it before. I will go by the majority vote.
Where's the...
Hold on,
we're trying to get you on the air.
You know, it was fine the way it was. I can repeat.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, never mind.
So what Ms. Perlman... So I'm going to clarify for Ms. Perlman, for those who might not have been able to hear. She says that she does plan to declare her candidacy in November for the Los Angeles Community College District Board of Trustees. She would be honored to serve us until then. And that she will defer to the judgment of our local station board on this matter. Okay, I'm going to take two for, two against. I already have one for. I had said that Mr. Reyes could be the other one against, unless you want to defer to Ms. Bella. Ms. Reyes? Right. Okay, thank you, Ms. Perlman. I have one for Ms. Goodman. Go ahead.
Well, I want to hear the against, and then I'll...
I already had one against. I would like to take one against, one for, one against, one for.
This is improper. Okay. Just made this
Excuse me. Ms. Goodman has the floor, Bella.
Let him talk.
Excuse me. Ms. Goodman has the floor.
She may intend to run, but our bylaws say when people, have become a candidate, not when they intend to become a candidate. For instance, Paul Song made it known that he intended to become become a candidate for insurance commissioner, but then when the time came, he changed his mind. He never became a candidate for insurance commissioner. And if we just said, when somebody starts thinking about doing it, it's like, I think I'm going to run for president, when I grow up or something.
Okay.
So it's, until you actually take out the papers, you're not actually a candidate. You're just talking, basically.
Okay, I'll take one more against. One more against. And I did say Mr. Reyes could be that other person. So please, Mr. Reyes, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Chair. So I respectfully disagree with your examples, Ms. Goodman. They're just really poor examples. They were just really poor examples in regards to why someone should remain on the board. I voted for Ms. Perlman the first time she ran for trustee. And I think it's pretty clear that she's promoting herself as a candidate. For the Board of Trustees. So in that respect, I will have to vote with Mr. Novak, because it is not okay for Sharon Brown to serve here, and she was just merely on the commission. And that situation was taken into litigation, and then it was it was appealed. Then the can was kicked down the road. That was the reason for appeal, because he did not want Sharon Brown on this board. Now, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. I respect Ms. Perlman, and I probably will vote for her as trustee. But the fact is that, you know, she is a candidate, and she's promoting herself as a candidate. And I think it's within the conscience of this board to recognize that and to vote in the affirmative for this motion.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Reyes. I will take one more person in support of my ruling that Nancy Perlman is eligible to remain a board member. Which, Ms. Bella?
I do not support
your... Okay, well, then you're out of order. I'll take one more person in support of my ruling. Okay.
I support it. She just said
Ms. Childs, you have the floor.
Okay,
yeah, right, you have the floor.
Yeah, she just said she's not a candidate. She won't be until November, so it's silly to... And she could change her mind.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Child. And Mr. Secretary, if you can take the vote on this matter. A yay will be in support... No, no, a yay will be... The motion is Mr. Novick's motion to overrule my ruling. So a yay will be to support Michael Motion's ruling to overrule me, if a nay will be to support my ruling.
So
is everyone clear on that?
So a nay is in support of allowing Nancy Perlman to remain on the board.
Do we? Can we do a hand count, or do you want?
Unless somebody calls.
Can you clarify and read? Can you? Somebody needs to.
I will re-clarify this, and can
Michael Novick's motion. Can you read it?
Yes. Our secretary will take care of that.
Okay. Mr. Novick has made a motion to not allow Nancy Perlman to be seated on this board.
Okay.
I am going to do, unless anyone objects, I'm going to do a hand count. Do you object?
My motion is that she's disqualified from this board under the bylaws.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Well, all right.
Overrules my ruling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do a hand count unless there's an objection.
I think that because we have several people on the phone, we should do a roll call.
Okay. All right. So if you vote yes, you would like Nancy Perlman disqualified. If you vote no, you would like to seat her on the board.
Thank you.
All right. Grace Aaron.
No.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Michael Adler. I'm going to abstain. Singy Bird. So again, yes is for disqualification. Fred Blair.
No.
Sandy Childs.
No.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Jamie Gomez.
I'm going to pass.
Jan Goodman.
No.
Holly Lexa.
No.
Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach.
No.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman.
No, I want to be on the board.
Okay.
Reza Poor.
She
voted no. She wants to be on the board. Reza Poor.
Yes.
Steve Pride is not here. Dorothy Reich is off the board now. Lawrence Reyes.
Paul.
I have him alphabetically.
Okay.
Yes. Paul Roberson.
No.
Mansoor Sabah.
Mansoor?
Jan?
He said no. You want him to repeat it? Did you hear?
No.
I heard it. John Suarez.
No.
Oscar Uyoya?
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Kiana Williams.
I think she's. They're coming in now.
Okay, let's finish the vote.
Yes. Okay.
And you're going to come back to me?
I'm coming back. Lisa Wong is not here.
Abstain. And Jamie Gomez abstains.
That's the vote. And the vote is 7 yes, 11 no. Mr. Novick's motion does not override...
Three abstentions.
Mr. Secretary, please note that Kiana Williams is here, so if you can add her to the roll.
Okay.
Okay, and announce that Nancy Perlman is seated.
So we can... So, again, if you can repeat the results of the vote.
Yes, it was yes, 7... 11 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so the voting of the chair has been upheld for Nancy Perlman to remain, to be eligible to remain on the local station board until and unless she declares candidacy for public office.
Thank you. No, she declares formally.
Excuse me, please don't interrupt. You're out of order.
Excuse me. Thank you. Okay, I will entertain a motion to approve. Yes.
Point of order, and that is that.
Here's one right here.
That until she declares her candidacy, and I think that to correct stating of that would be until she formally declares her candidacy by taking out papers.
Noted. I'll entertain a motion to approve the proposed agenda. Yes?
Has the bylaws allowed for us to vote, not to participate by phone, but also vote by phone in votes taken by the local station board?
The resolution allows people that are eligible to participate by telephone to participate fully in all matters as it relates to the local station board. So that would be affirmative, yes. Okay, I will entertain a motion to approve the proposed agenda.
Second.
Are there any objections to approving the proposed agenda?
Right here.
Okay, and can you tell me what that objection is?
Perform all manners of business by telephonic communication, which, by the way, I am for. I want to see this resolution. I want to see the date. I want the physical resolution.
Okay, so that request is out of order because we're talking about the proposed agenda. We will get you that information. We will get you that information. That has been distributed to local station board members. You might not have gotten it because you were not a local station board member when it was distributed. I will make sure it was voted on by the Pacifica National Board, not by us. We will get you that information, okay? We will get you that resolution. We will email it to you. We have a motion to approve the proposed agenda. I have not heard any objections other than one that wasn't really an objection, so therefore I'm going to say the proposed agenda is approved.
No, I do have an objection.
Okay, so if you can articulate what that objection is, Bella.
Ali Lexa, in the minutes, you gave a report regarding...
We're not talking about the minutes. You're out of order here.
We're on the agenda.
We're not approving...
Today's agenda.
Yes.
Yes. Hearing no objections to the agenda, it's hereby approved. There are no excused absence requests that I know of, so we will skip that. Point of information, Mr. Reyes.
I want to understand, and maybe one of the directors could ask me who voted for it, what are the extenuating circumstances for telephonic participation?
Where would you like to have...
You have to be out of town, or you have to be ill.
It is out of order.
No, it's not out of order.
Okay, hold on, people. I got this. Okay, actually, that question is out of order. The agenda has been approved. What you would like is a report from the directors, which is not on the agenda, so I'm going to rule that out of order. We're going to set time certain to adjourn for the delegates' assembly, at which time we will be moving into our local station board meeting. It's approximately 11:45. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at 12:30. Would somebody like to make that motion, Mr. Novick? It's moved. Any objections to setting time certain for 12:30 for the delegates' assembly? Hearing none, it is so. 12:30. Time certain. I do. Okay. Are there any objections to allowing Mr. John Gary, our former LSB secretary, to serve as teller for director elections?
No.
Hearing no objections, Mr. Gary, it's your show. You have the floor.
I'm going to receive assistance from Mr. Blair.
Okay.
I'd like to request that there be two observers to observe John Gary's actions.
Okay.
Would Michael Novick like to be second observer?
I can be one.
So Bella and Fred Blair, any objections to allowing Fred and Bella to be observers for John Gary?
I think the people who are not eligible to run for the office.
Right. Okay.
Well, Mr.
I don't think they're eligible.
Actually, Mr. Blair is.
Oh.
So Bella's not. But Mr. Blair, you're going to be helping him, so you can step up. Would we like to have another observer who's not eligible? Mr. Roberson, please. Mr. Roberson, if you'd like to volunteer, you can come to the center to be the second observer.
So am I part of the observer?
No, you're just going to be assisting him, so you're not actually officially an observer. It'll be Mr. Roberson and Ms. DeSoto, the official observers.
One of the rules is that only the teller is allowed to handle the ballots.
And so we're only going to have one teller. That'll be Mr. Gary, but he's receiving advice from Fred Blair. Okay.
Will we be doing the listener election first or the staff election first?
Let's do the staff election first. That should be easier.
Do you have a list of candidates, or are you going to take candidates from the floor?
Candidates should be taken from the floor. Everyone's been nominated, but I don't know, they haven't necessarily accepted. So, listener candidate. Okay, Mansoor Sabah has accepted nomination.
And this is for, yeah, he got you.
Lauren Green.
Okay. Any other staff member? Steve Pride?
Yeah.
You accept? Steve Pride accepts nomination. Okay. Anyone else? Staff members accept their nominations? Okay. Hearing none. So we'll have it's basically just an election between Mansoor and Steve, which I don't think is really going to be affected by STV too much.
How about the telephonic participants vote?
It'll have to be by roll call vote. All votes will have to be roll call vote because we have telephonic and participation.
Does that mean there's no secrecy? We hand out.
So they're normally ballots. Secret ballots. Very good point, Fred Blair.
But the telephonic people, somebody here is going to have to fill out their ballots.
Maybe they can whisper it to them.
Can they email? Can they email their
ballots?
Can they be emailed? To somebody?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. If you want to, what depends whether you want.
Yeah, you can text
secret ballot. You know, secret ballot.
Do Jamie, is Mansoor, and Lisa have
okay? Okay. That, Mr. Gary, excuse me. Mr. Gary, excellent question. Thank you. Okay, so let me, hold on. Let me ask a couple questions here. Who's got Mansour?
I have Mansour, and I have Lisa.
Okay, so Jan Goodman has both Mansour and Lisa, so she will be able to fill out their ballots for them secretly. Okay, who has
Grace?
And you have Nancy? Okay, so Grace will have two ballots because she will be filling out Nancy's. Okay? Is anyone opposed to that process?
Nope.
Hearing no opposition? Okay.
I would like the individual to text their vote to somebody who's not on the board.
How about texting it to the vote counter?
How about texting it to the teller?
I have a cell phone, and you can text it to me.
But he's on the board.
You're on the board.
How about texting it to one of the observers? Or to... Or but they're not eligible.
Right. But I would suggest that two...
But if you have an observer, if you have one other person looking at the email... The observers can look at the email vote.
So I'm going to rule they can text it to Fred.
Okay.
Fred, you give them your phone numbers.
I don't know that these people that Mansour and Lisa can text. Well, I think I can ask them.
Yeah.
Can you please?
My suggestion is that there be three observers of the cell phone to actually fill out the ballot.
To Fred Boyer.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, and Lisa.
I need to.
I'm gonna write my phone number up here.
Oh. Lisa, you can't hear anything. Okay, hold on a second. Lisa's disconnected. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm. Again, I've said it before. While we're waiting for the phone people to get connected. I'm not a big fan of telephonic participation.
Nor am I.
Yeah, but it is what it is. That's the resolution. We will get it to you, Bella. Yes, Mr. Novick, while we're waiting.
I'm just saying that it should be texted because the next vote is an SDV vote and the teller and the observers can see the order.
Yeah, we have the observers that will be able to see the texts. So it will be texted to Fred Blair and the observers can see it.
It's up on the board, Jim.
If you text it to her, she can just like reply. Okay, so are we going to like now? Yes, I'm sorry. You're in charge. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'd like the secretary to tell me how many members are present and will be voting in this contest.
We're counting the telephonic votes.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's see, we have 23 total.
I count 24. I might be wrong, though.
Let me see. I might be wrong also. Hang on. Rob Macon is
absent.
Is absent, so that's why I have 23.
Okay. I just had 21.
Plus three.
So Steve Pride's not here?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he is. My bad, you made it. So we have 23. Okay. And that's the only person absent is Rob Macon. Okay.
So did you give him a number? Did John give him a number?
23.
Yes, sir.
Only these are available on the staff. Only one? Okay. All right. For the D&B. Okay.
For director, yes.
Should remind double check. Or double clarify. It's for director.
Four delegates from this board to serve on the SIPA National Board.
Okay.
Three of them will be listed members and one will be a staff member. So there's only one seat available. So this is an instant runoff election. So there's no transferring of votes or transferring of fractions.
Right. So well, there's more than two candidates, then there could be transferring of votes, but they're not.
Those names were right in.
There's always the option for a write-in.
And it's possibly a tie, and but it's there's only one seat. It's a single seat contest.
Okay.
So John and myself will calculate the election threshold when we have the actual valid ballots, because the number of ballots determines the threshold for election. The threshold is 50%. Is 50% plus one vote. So if there are 24 ballots, it's 12 plus one vote. It's 13 ballots required to get elected.
We have 23.
We'll have 23 ballots unless. Yeah, so Rob Macon shows up during the contest, or I think his contest. Let us know.
Okay.
Right, because that'll change.
I think it's going to happen.
For the equation for the. All right, have we decided how, so the telephonic people, okay, you're going to write down their vote on a paper ballot?
No, they're
going to write it down? Or
they're going to text it to Fred. The observers are going to view his text. So he should.
And then you want.
I've just gotten my SIRS vote on my cell phone. My cell phone number is up on the board, by the way, for those.
That are texting okay. In.
So
he texted me a vote.
So
just you can show it to.
And I need to see
Rob
it as well.
Actually fill out the ballots. I don't want to touch the ballots.
Yes. And I need to see it as well.
Yeah.
So
yes, you can come over here.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sit here right there.
Great.
And I'm going to see the fucking phone. Thank
you. Oh my God.
I don't think so.
Rob Macon has arrived, Mr. Secretary.
Quite a personal privilege.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Mr. Gary.
Mr. Gary.
Can we get the ballots passed out, please?
Okay, so we now have, will the secretary please note that Rob Macon is a member of the board, is he not?
Yes.
So we now have a complete board. Is that correct? Is that correct, sir?
He needs a validation.
Okay, so he is marked as present. So we now have 24.
Let's probably need to let him know who the candidates are. I'll let him know who the candidates are.
You knew that was happening.
Yeah.
You knew he was coming? You're psychic.
I have a good enough time just keeping track of myself. Let me make sure he gets the minutes and the agenda. He hasn't already gotten it.
We're in a delegates meeting right now, and we're going to have the election for the PNB staff. All right, our two candidates are Mansoor Sabah and Steve Pride. Is Mr. Macon allowed to make nominations at this point, or are nominations open or closed?
I think the only two people eligible are running.
Okay. I think
Ali is eligible. Ali Alexa, my bad. You are eligible, but he's declined.
But are they get access to all three forms? One's there,
I'll bring the
phone
over.
That'll be fine.
So
I am an observer, and I have the right to also see the darn thing. If you're not going to make it available to me, this is false.
God bless you, Bella. Thank you for being an observer.
Nobody's saying you're not going to see
it. I am here to walk over there. No, I'm not going to walk anywhere. I am sitting on the table.
Yeah, just show her the phone. Yeah, just show her the phone.
Thank
you. Oh, Jesus, Bella.
So he has to walk out
completely secret. Let me know you will not have a secret ballot.
Right.
People are voting like fun.
Yeah, I would not. Yeah, it's not. That's true.
Okay, so.
That's a glitch that maybe the PNB might want to take up in their meeting.
Okay, the two candidates for the PNB staff position are Mansoor Sabah and Steve Pride. I'll give you each of you a paper ballot to mark. Are they allowed to vote? They are allowed to vote for more than one candidate.
They can.
Yeah.
They can vote.
Who's running?
They're going to rank the candidates. You're going to put.
If you want to vote for a second candidate, you write their name and put number two, so you know that the number one candidate is your primary choice, the number two candidate is your secondary. We're not gonna judge who they write down. Somebody can write down Mickey Mouse or hand in a blank ballot. That's the voter's choice.
Yes. Also, if you do not number them, whatever name is at the top of the sheet, I will interpret as your number one vote. Usually people don't, not everyone remembers to rank their votes, so whatever name is at the top of the list, I will interpret as being the number one vote if there's more than one vote on the sheet.
Thank you for clarifying that for us, Mr. Gary.
Are there any other instructions? Is everybody prepared to vote?
Do we vote or not?
Okay, so...
The question is, do we want to hear candidate statements?
That's up to the board.
I believe Mr. Pride would like to make a statement, please.
You should have a text from Mr. Gary.
If you're okay not making a statement, I say we just move to the vote.
Yeah,
Okay, we'll just move straight to the vote then.
Okay, so...
you want some water, Steve?
Yeah, please.
Is there any help?
Here you go.
Let me open it for you.
They don't know me, so...
Do you have a pill to take or something like that?
No, I'm fine. I'm on the way.
It's okay. So water.
Board. You're parliamentarian, correct?
No.
You're a member and parliamentarian?
Yes. She's vice chair.
Thank you.
Does it matter what side I write it on?
Please write on the printed side.
Okay.
But if it's not, it'll still can't go.
Yeah.
Still
Yes?
No, I'm a ballot.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, they need to speak, so. Whoever Grace wants, one might be.
Put number one. Are
there any rules about food or no food here? I mean, I brought some leftover pizza and some cookies. Can I put them over there?
They said to just make sure we clean up after ourselves.
And Fred? Fred, this is yours. I just got Nancy Perlman's body. Somebody already transcribed it or no? Okay, so this is Nancy Perlman's ballot. So I'm going to fill out Nancy Perlman's ballot.
Okay.
Okay, where's the Nancy?
Thank you, John. Are you transcribing the other people's votes also?
I'm not collecting.
Right, John is.
Okay, well, Mr. What?
Put it in the bowl.
She's an observer. She needs to see it.
All right, so I'm going to call.
That's true.
You have to say you can't vote a blank ballot as a protest.
Okay, I'm putting cookies and little pieces of cold juice over there.
In case
anybody
feels.
Why are you hiding them? Put them by the.
That's what I said. I'm going
to put them by the.
I'm
going to count the ballots and make sure that we're not
excluded or insane. Where's the tally sheet? So
the number of
We should have heard public comments. I've skipped over it. No, I went from nominations to elections.
Well, it wasn't exactly a smooth flow, was it?
Yeah, people don't have
So the number of ballots distributed in the packet is the same as. Well, we don't know if they're all valid.
Thank you. They're all valid. No, unless there's an illegible ballot. Right.
It's possible for a ballot to be not valid.
But 24 voted.
And if there's a blank ballot, that doesn't contribute to the ballot.
Yes,
it does exist. It contributes to the threshold and not to the actual ballots.
I'm not going to read off the number one candidate and put them in separate files for the candidate.
Fill out, please, before you do that, fill out the number of ballots and the threshold is 13.
Number one on sewer.
Number one, Mansoor.
Number one, Mansoor. Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor number one. Steve one. Steve Pride number one. Mansoor. Mansoor. Number one, Mansoor. Steve Blair. I'm going to.
That was my ballot. I thought his name was Blair.
It's Steve. Steve Fry.
So the intent of the vote is Steve Fry. Right?
Obviously, yes.
Steve, that will be included in the Steve. Number one, Mansoor. Number one, Steve Fry. Number one, Mansoor. Steve. Steve Blair, but Steve is the first. Steve is the first name. The last name is B L A R.
I think the intent is obvious.
Steve Pride.
I'm letting the voters know that there's a ballot that requires interpretation. I can't just make that decision on my own. It's something that has to be done.
The same person.
The board.
Number one, Steve Pride. Steve. One, Mansoor Sabah. Steve Pride. Steve Pride. One, Mansoor. Steve Pride. I have a blank ballot. One, Mansoor. Now, I haven't counted them when I was dropping them off, so now I'll count it.
Record the one blank ballot in the results pile down here, and I'll hear it. I would suggest you write the names of Mansoor and Steve up there.
Okay. I'm going to add time on certain ballots. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Let's let him finish counting the ballots, please.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Did the observers concur with the count?
Yes.
On source of Bob, 13 votes, Steve Pride, 10 votes. Mr. Chair?
And so... Based on that information and one blank, based on that information, Mansoor has won the vote. Mr. Teller?
The chair announces winners of elections.
Okay. Mansoor is a Pacifica National Board staff representative, director. Thank you. And congratulations on a good showing, Mr. Pride. Huh?
I would like to make a motion to extend the time of our time service for this meeting.
There's no way we're
going to. Okay. Well, at this point, we have 15 minutes allocated for public comments, and then we just close. And we've got about.
No.
We're going to be adjourning to local station board.
The listener director.
My bad. You're right.
So I would like to extend for another hour.
Thank you.
Any objections to extending to 1:30 for listener elections?
Less than an hour, you can adjourn.
Yes, Mr. Novick. Okay. Okay. Is 1 o'clock cool? And we'll extend it again if we need to.
How about extend to the end of the election?
Okay. Do we need to vote on this extending of time, or is 1 o'clock okay? Let's do 1 o'clock.
Until we're done.
If we need to extend longer before 1 o'clock, we can hear another motion.
So let's pass out the...
So we need to hear anyone who's going to accept the nomination to be a listener director. Okay. Jan, you're accepting the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Grace, you're accepting the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes is accepting a nomination. Jamie Gomez is accepting a nomination. Anyone else would like to accept a nomination? Okay, hearing none, we have four people.
Michael
Novick, would you like to accept a nomination? No? Okay. So we have four people who have accepted the nominations. Yes, Mr. Reyes? Yeah, because we have one listener. We just voted for one Mansoor, so that he's the fourth.
Okay, let's move forward.
Okay.
Four candidates for three spots. They're going to do a pitch?
Okay, hopefully not. Hopefully we can just do it. This is true. If I am elected director, I will resign as chair. I cannot serve as chair. That is correct.
Okay. Shall we move forward?
Okay. You want to give me instructions about a single transfer of votes?
Okay.
Well, the most important thing on this election is there are three positions. You probably want to rank at least three people.
One, two, three.
And you should be clear on your ballot that you mark it. Who is your number one candidate? Who is your number two candidate? Who is your number three candidate? You can rank a fourth or fifth candidate if you'd like. It's up to you. You can rank as many or as few people for a director's seat as you'd like.
Yeah, you do not have to vote You have to choose blank all four of them. You can have only one, two, three, or four of the candidates on the ballot. You do not have to make a decision on all four. You just put one on it, your favorite, and that's it. We have confusions every year with elections. People ask me what counts.
She's just trying to make sure Nancy hears.
Did
you guys hear all of that?
I talking about go ahead, Nancy. Can you put a lower side and say
it? Do you want all the names on the board?
Yeah, please.
Okay. No, let's say that again, please. I couldn't hear you. Number one more.
Jamie.
Nine.
Jamie.
Got it.
Okay.
Number three.
Your
great.
Please put
that. The other choice is a Lawrence Reyes. I can't say what choices are. You have to hear. I'm going to repeat all four choices: Dan Goodman, Grace Aaron, Lawrence Reyes, Jamie Gomez.
That's great.
Now the whole world knows.
But
can everyone read that okay?
Okay, so
is it large enough?
You can make it slightly smaller, I think that's
I recorded Nancy Perlman's selection, so I'm going to put it in the board now.
Okay.
Can I
see it, please? Okay.
I don't think she really. Well,
Okay.
Okay.
So these are the four people running for three spots, for three seats.
That's small.
In alphabetical order.
And
they're not in alphabetical order.
You're about, and you can transcribe.
They were in order of the way they were. They accepted their nominations.
Okay, so.
I don't think that violates any of the rules.
No. Don't vote for the mayor who are confirmed in the election as a staff. So it's just the
Thank you.
There you go.
You know, it was customary that every delegate would get to make a little short speech, introducing themselves, why they're running, and what they will bring to the. Can I see that, please? Can you just fill that out? Yeah.
You don't have to
see
it.
Oh, okay.
You
look
at the front of the telephone. You can look at what I found. You can't be determined.
Got it. Do
you want to have a ballot?
They're passing them out now.
And stay on.
Whatever it says, the hardship.
Okay. Oh, but hang up. Yeah, hang up the text. And then I'll call you back if we need that, okay? All right. Okay.
Good.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Okay. You sitting there?
One name is in the
name. Okay. What is the so Fred? This is your ballot.
I love you too, Bella.
What gets you elected? You already connected the paper.
What's the threshold?
24 divided by the number of contests.
It'll be 7.
7.
The threshold 7, according to Mr. Blair.
All right, I can take any completed ballots now. If you're still writing out your ballot, that's fine too. I'll be back.
Suggestion: count them before you open them and read them.
I did. I will.
Don't when you're sitting down.
I will.
Oh.
Did you put yours in? Yep.
I did.
Yeah. I know. My friend Austin in Sweden.
Yeah.
police officer.
John?
Can I
Well, I'm not going to let you take my phone.
Okay.
And
I don't know where my phone is.
I'm sure you have it.
In your shirt pocket.
And that's which call is that?
There, it was right there. It's on the side of my bag.
Okay. Is anything changing with the next year with the district general? Not that you know.
Not that I know. I'm working on retirement.
Are you working for ESY?
I'm working to try to get to that.
Uh-huh.
I'll be back. You're in charge.
Hey, does anybody have a paper ballot still in their possession?
No.
All right. I'm now going to count the number of ballots. I'm not going to tabulate. I'm just going to confirm that the number of ballots distributed equals the number of ballots I got back.
Divided by the number of offices, 3 plus that, well, 1 added to that, so it's 4. So 24 divided by 4 is 6.
No, but
and
it's
3. The offices are 3, but for the droop threshold, you add 1 to that number.
To the result, not to the 24 divided by 3 is 8. Then you add 1.
No, it's 24 divided by 4. The reason it's 4 is
four
you want
to
create 4 bins for 3 offices. One of the bins is going to be the exhausted ballot bin. So it's 24 divided by 4, which is 6, and rounded up, which so you add 1 to it to round it up. That gives you 7.
Thank you.
Four candidates. That's right.
Have to do with the number of offices
filled.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to read off.
You want to come in and observe?
Yeah, why don't you sit right here so I can see. I'm going to read off. I'm going to start putting the ballots in piles according to the number one first place vote, correct?
That's right.
Number one, Grace. Number one, Grace. Number one, Jan. Number one, Hyman. Number one, Grace. Number one, Grace. Number one, race. Number one, Jan, Jean. Which you want?
No, that's Jan.
Jan is the same as Jan G.
Only the killer should handle the ballots.
That's Jan.
This is a call for Grace. Bella, please do not handle it.
Number one, Lawrence Reyes. Number one, Jan Goodman. Number one, Jan Goodman. Number one, Jan Goodman. Number one, Lawrence Reyes. Number one, Jan Goodman. Number one, Lawrence Reyes. Number one, Lawrence Reyes. Number one, Reyes. Number one, Lawrence Reyes. Number one, Jan. Number one, Lawrence Reyes. Number one, Grace M.
You just put Grace on Jan's face on your own face.
All right. Number one, Jan Goodman. Number one, Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes, with no number, but in first position.
This is Jamie Gomes.
So count the Jan's now.
Jan Goodman, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Grace Aaron, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Emmy Gomez, 1. Lawrence Reyes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, there's a tie
between.
Ties
don't matter.
I'm sorry?
So
Okay, so I announced the winners, it sounds like.
And the winners are?
Okay.
Jan Goodman, 8. Grace Aaron, 7. Lawrence Reyes, 8. Honeywell's 1. So you.
Okay, so our elected Pacifica National Board listener directors are Jan Goodman, Lawrence Reyes, and Grace Aaron. Thank you very much for your votes. I thought they said 2. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. So that's 24. 8 and 8 is 16 and 7 is 23. No.
There's a problem here.
No, there's not. That's 24 votes. Okay. There's 24 ballots, 24 votes.
Oh, yes. There's
24 people. Okay. At this time, we can listen to public comments, if there's any. Would anyone from the public like to make a comment? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. No. Are there any objections to adjourning? Are there any objections to adjourning? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Okay. At this time, we're going to take 5 minutes before starting our local station board meeting. If anyone would like to step out to use the facilities just outside, we will reconvene in 5 minutes.
Are we going to have officer elections?
We are. They're on the agenda.